Jesus warns the disciples to watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Jesus, in another place, talks about yeast or leaven, that a little bit of yeast leavens the whole dough. It's a very interesting metaphor for the faith. And what he's saying specifically about the Pharisees and Herod is, you know, don't let a few bad apples spoil the bunch. Now, I don't have much baking experience in my own life, if anything, but I have used yeast in another endeavor, and that's brewing beer. And it's interesting that you're putting all these ingredients together, boiling them, being careful when to add certain ingredients, the hops and so forth. Yet the most important ingredient by far is when you put the yeast in. By far, if you didn't have yeast, you have dirty water. But when you put the yeast in, it allows the fermentation to take place, and you need that to be exactly right to get a good home brew, as they say. Don't ever underestimate living a good life. Don't ever underestimate how much can be accomplished by being that leaven or that yeast in our society. If you look back to the beginning of our faith, Jesus took a group of disciples and apostles. Now our Catholic Church is about 1.8 billion people worldwide. Think about different endeavors. One of the things that I've found a very useful tool is Dynamic Catholic, a website, and the whole program. It began with one or two individuals who had a vision, and God has truly allowed that yeast to leaven our country. But this website now gives out free books, it gives out free programs for parishes. And my friends and I were talking just the other day that it's really revolutionized our church. All the books that we received for our mission and for Christmas were from this organization, and it was just a few individuals. We are called to be leaven, to be yeast in our society. Don't ever underestimate how a few devoted, committed Catholics and Christians can leaven the whole batch of society.